from Inglis Bloodstock Chief Executive Sebastian Hutch. Sebastian, great to have you back as always, mate. How are you?
See, we're giving Laurie Daly a hard time for the second day in a row. The poor fellow, he's just getting smashed.
He's easy to bag.
Everywhere
when he's
I
not
go,
here.
Sebastian, I'm just the punching bag for all these blokes.
Take us through the figures yesterday, mate, and how they compared.
It was pretty fantastic. I mean, any time you come out of a day, and I mean, from the point of view of the auction house, any time you come out of a day and there was near on $67 million spent through the day, it's pretty fantastic.
Wow.
You know, it was just stages through the day. I mean, you just feel so sorry for certain people trying to buy certain horses. I mean, obviously, there are horses to be bought at every level. I mean, there were horses bought for $100,000 or under $100,000 yesterday. But, gee, there were a lot of people who turned up at the back to bid on a horse and rolled their eyes halfway through and walked off. You know, people just couldn't get close. So it was really competitive. But by the same token, there's still plenty of horses falling into a sweet spot for people. And I think the same will be again the case today.
Yeah, I was going to ask Sebastian, in regards to expectation, and I guess there's still so much unknown, did you expect yesterday to be as big as it was, and what's your expectation in and around today?
It's one of these funny things, you know. Expectation management's a big part of the sale, you know. You're trying to marry the expectations of vendors and buyers together and hope they meet somewhere in the middle. And look, I would say it was pretty much, if it wasn't in keeping with expectations, it was above them. You know, it was really, really strong. I mean, it's hard to expect that sort of money to be traded through the market. I mean, to put in context, it's completely unprecedented. Like, it's not as if it was like this 5 years ago or 10 years ago, yeah, or 20. This is completely unprecedented, the strength of the market right the way through the year. I mean, just the volume of money that's been traded through Bloodstock is incredible. And I suppose if you'd asked us earlier on the week or towards the end of last week, which of the 2 days we felt like if there was going to be any bias across the 2 days, we'd probably have said that we felt today was fractionally stronger, so it'll be interesting to see how it goes.
Yeah. When did you get a sense, Sebastian, that it was going to be turn out to be a good day? Because there were some horses going early for big dollars.
We knew the reserves on some of the early horses. I mean, we do a lot of work with the vendors. So you have a pretty good idea where they see the horses sit. So, needless to say, there's some horses early on that left their reserve a long, long, long way in the distance, and it gives you good confidence that everything is where it needs to be. You know, people are excited. You know, there's a sense of nervous anticipation around a day like yesterday, and we're talking about significant amounts of money, and as excited as people are about buying the best Bloodstock, you know, there is a lot of pressure around getting it right. Some very subtle decisions that have to be made. There are people here to buy a very specific number of horses, a catalogue of 480-odd yearlings. You know, you're having to make split-section decisions about whether you bid again or do you wait for the next one or what do you do here and there. So it's good theatre, and I think people really enjoyed it, and hopefully we can reflect in a couple of years' time on how good these horses were at the sale and how good they are on the racecourse.
What was unique about the top lot yesterday, the I'm Invincible colt out of Egyptian Symbol that was purchased by Kieran Maher?
It's unbelievably hard to breed horses like that. You know, and we talk about, everybody will tell you there's no such thing as a perfect horse, but just from the point of view of the mechanics of that horse, he was really, I mean, if you were picking him as an athlete, you just pick him out of a lineup straight away.
Yeah, really.
You know, he had great shape, good size, you know, really strong, athletic horse. It helps that he's got a really good pedigree. His mother was very quick. She's probably a better race filly than what her record says. She used to take on some really good fillies in Sydney for Bjorn Baker and probably a bit unlucky not to win a better race than what the catalogue page says. And the stallion's in a really sweet spot. Home Affairs made a, I wouldn't say a massive difference to him, but you know, you put a horse like that in your resume, it gives people that added level of confidence that you can get a real deal horse, and it's pretty exciting.
Some first season sights, always exciting to see. Did we see any sort of take the next step yesterday based on the purchases?
I think, you know, in the case of the three big horses, Trapeze Artist, The Autumn Sun, and Justify, like, they had yearlings sell yesterday for prices that, you know, were really pretty extraordinary in the context of what first season sires can sell for. I mean, Justified, a couple of yearlings make, I think, 950 and 900. I mean, they were well-bred horses, but, gee, it's a lot of money for a first season stallion, so I think that was a great spot for him to land himself in. You know, you talk about the fantastic promotion Coolmore put on with the Ferrari. I mean, they look like horses. They look like Ferraris of horses, so hopefully they can end up in good races, whether it's next spring or next autumn or as three-year-olds, and, you know, maybe win someone a Ferrari. It'd be a bloody good story. And Trapeze Artists and The Autumn Sun, you know, they're the sort of horses everybody's trying to race in this country. So everybody's looking, scrutinising their progeny, trying to find the horses that are most like them. The Autumn Sun had a great sale yesterday. So did Trapeze Artists. They're going to have a good sale again today. And You know, it's great to see people supporting these young horses because our market is so contingent on young stallions coming through all the time. I mean, we talked yesterday about a horse like Zoustar stepping up to the top table, and he had an amazing day yesterday.
Yeah.
You got to have another great day today.
Thanks so much, Sebastian. Enjoy today.
I hope you're enjoying it. I'm sorry about the rain this morning, but it's, hopefully it won't dampen anybody's spirits.
No, it certainly won't. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Sebastian Hutch, Chief Executive of Inglis Bloodstock, and another fantastic day in prospect here at the Riverside Stables today. We'll take a quick break. Brad Davidson on the other side. Now, just also before we go to the break, Horsbury Race Club invites you to Hawkesbury Cup Day, Saturday, April 30. The iconic standalone Saturday meet now features 10 races and over $1.4 million in prize money, highlighted by the $200,000 Hawkesbury Gold Cup. With stunning views of the Blue Mountains, live entertainment, food trucks, fashions on the field, it is an unmissable event. Tickets are just $20. Hospitality packages are available. Join us for a day of racing and celebration, Saturday, April 30. HawkesburyRaceClub.com.au.